This bill essentially says that the state of Missouri needs to form a capital sentencing procedures and protocols commission. Whereas Senator Schaaf is suggesting that the Department of Corrections promulgate rules, I am saying that a citizens commission should promulgate those same rules. My commission idea, it would be made up of a representative from the Attorney General Office, a representative from the public defender system, either current or retired, a sitting or retired prosecutor, an active member of the Missouri Bar who is appointed by the Missouri Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, two doctors, two pharmacists, two judges, and a gubernatorial appointee representing crime victims. The members of this commission will essentially develop those regulations that will govern the protocol for the death penalty in the state of Missouri. They will specifically not be allowed to come back with a recommendation that we are abolishing the death penalty. This is acknowledging that the death penalty still exists and that if anything were to happen relating to abolishment, it would have to be a separate legislative issue. And there would be a moratorium on all future executions until the protocol was developed, and there is a one-year requirement that the protocol must be developed within 1 year. The reasons that I bring this forward are frankly the same as that Senator Schaaf put forward. When executions started again in the state of Missouri, most recently it was, I believe, December of last year, and since that time we've executed people at the rate of one a month. And so we have four executions in the last 4 months here in the state of Missouri. And I was completely alarmed to find out that how we execute people, what protocol we use, what drugs we use are all completely hidden under a confidentiality law that passed in 2007 that I actually was here when we debated that issue. And I know that this issue is actually being litigated right now, but I remember firsthand the purpose of that bill. And the purpose of that bill was to protect the confidentiality of the Department of Correction workers who were involved in the execution team. We were told by the folks who worked for the Department of Corrections that it was important that these individuals who had to carry out this state government function, that they needed confidentiality so that they could go into their communities, at the grocery store, their places of worship, and not have individuals point them out as a member of an execution team. In no way, shape, or form did we intend for the method of execution, the drugs, the pharmacies who were providing the drugs, the doctors, any of that to be, or I'm sorry, the doctors individually, yes, but the protocol that they were implementing, we did not mean for any of that to be confidential. And because of that, we've gotten into a very weird set of circumstances where we now are scrambling to find medication to complete these executions. And what has happened is this. The medications that were being used, those sources have dried up because they are coming from countries that do not use the death penalty as a tool. And they have said, we're not going to supply you these drugs anymore if you don't stop using them for executions. So we've been forced to start compounding drugs in order to mimic those drugs. As far as we know, based on the little amount of information that we've been able to get, have had pharmacies compound those, possibly in violation of federal law. They've been imported across state lines, definitely in violation of state law. As Senator Schaaf alluded to, we think, based on deposition testimony, that some of those illegally compounded and imported drugs were purchased with cash by state officials. If any one of us tried to cross state lines with a suitcase of cash to buy illegal drugs to bring back into the state of Missouri, we would be in a lot of trouble. What I'm saying is if the death penalty is going to stay on the table in the state of Missouri, it needs to be done in a moral, ethical, legal manner. It needs to be done with transparency that we require of all governmental actions. And I just think that ultimately the way that we accomplish that is either by requiring the Department of Corrections to promulgate those regulations through the rulemaking process open to the public, or through a citizens commission that makes those same rules.